Hey everybody, Shane Presley with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight Studios at Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. Check out GaslightSTL.com. Get on there and schedule yourself a tour. Come out and check out the beautiful facilities they have there. Top of the line gear is just a nice place to. You can come out and see Cree Rider Family Band there August 17th, Wednesday night, recording a new album. You can hang out in the bar side of Gaslight and watch through the window as they record a new record. It's really a unique experience, and it's a lot of fun to be involved in as a fan or as a musician. So check out GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and get involved. Also want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop, 4191A Manchester Avenue. They are currently in the middle of moving, so they are leaving the Grove and moving on to something new, bigger and better. So keep an eye out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram also for them. Find out where they're going to be moving on to. But until then, you can still shop online 24/7 over at musicrecordshop.com.
Hey guys, we want to tell you about an awesome show coming up August 27th at
the Old Rock House
with the Old Souls Revival,
the Daisy Ad,
Mount Thelonious.
The cover is $8 at the door, and we hope to see you guys all there. It's going to be a really fun night, and there may even be a video involved.
Podcast is kind of like a—it's like a radio show that's not on the radio; it's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is the Leonas, and you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out this evening, or well, whenever you're listening to this, I guess, it could be morning, with the Leonas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This is very cool. I'm excited. We've been having a nice time hanging out before hitting record, but now it's official, so... but anyway, you want to say hey and introduce yourselves and for those
Hi.
Listening?
Hi, I'm Sarah V.
I'm Steph Plant.
Yeah, we're the Leonas.
All right. Yeah, this is cool. I'm excited to get to know more about the group. I mean, like we were saying a little bit off mic, I've known Sarah for a little while, but this is our first time meeting Steph, and I was... this has been fun. So we're talking about the new record you have coming out, the release party, and all kinds of exciting stuff. So, but I think I'd like to start at the beginning, though. Like this, I know Leon is still a fairly new project, but how did this even come to be?
Yeah, more or less it's a new project. We've been playing together for about 4 or 5 years now, but the Leonas is only... a year and a half old.
Mm-hmm. We met in college.
We did.
I was an art major and Sarah was a music major.
Yeah, but we were both doing our own musical things mm-hmm. at that time. I remember going to see Steph playing her own solo shows and I was enamored.
I had a little bit of a solo musical thing going on for a while. The Steph Plant show, but then I started asking Sarah to get up on stage and accompany me on my personal songs,
mm-hmm.
and it just sounded too good to not continue doing.
Yeah.
And I said, I passed her a little note one time, and it was like, "Will you be in a band with me? Check yes or no."
That was the cutest thing. She also passed me a note about a band name.
Yeah.
And we had a band name before the Leonas, and we had to get rid of it right away.
Well, we were actually a little too long we had that name, because we had started getting really serious about it when we realized we had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
We were the Lovejoys initially. Yeah. The Lovejoys was a very adorable name, and it matched kind of energy that we had back then.
Yes.
Just like really light, really happy music, very positive. And we based our name after the abolitionist Elijah Lovejoy, who was like one of the first kind of martyrs of the abolitionist movement in Illinois. And he got killed in Alton. So he was kind of like this hero of mine. I was like, we should call ourselves the Lovejoys after Elijah Lovejoy.
Yeah,
so we were really passionate about
it
at first.
Until we had wonderful friends asked us if we would Google our name, and it turned out to be lots and lots of porn.
Uh-oh.
The Lovejoys.
Awful. Not something we want to associate our name with.
So we had to change our name, and we came upon the Leonas. And
it's a lovely little feminine name, not necessarily anything attached to it, just something that you can easily spell and type into Google and find us.
And we've had a nice time attaching ourselves to it. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people come up to us and ask us, like, they think that we are Steph and Sarah Leona, like we're sisters or something, you know, something like that. But we really tried to personify like a new character and identity.
Sure. I spoke with the Von Drucks a little bit ago. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're kind of indie rock folk group in town. But again, they're the Von Drucks, sound, and they're a big band, but it sounds like maybe like a family band kind of name or something along those lines. And they were telling me a story that it really all it came from was a Saturday Night Live bit where Will Ferrell's like this really bad doctor, and he says, and he uses Von Druck as like a curse word. he says the son of a Von Druck. So that's, it was just funny that, like, again, like kind of saying how the people think you are the Leonas and things. I kind of like was wondering the same thing about them being the Von Drucks and stuff. But yeah, just kind of funny how names.
You gotta have a band name. You gotta figure that out. It takes a long time. It took us a while, actually.
It did.
But
You definitely have to be Googleable now.
Yes.
it's just funny how like some of them are very personal names, and some of them are just like, you know, kind of a placeholder, and like, hey, this is what we identify as, and we're gonna run with it. So
we picked our name based on the children's book author Leo Leone, and I have a book of his. Right here. I have a lot of his books.
Yeah.
But that's mainly what we're named after, and I think we've just kind of like, since then we've just taken it to be our own identification. But
it's Leona. I feel like I've also heard that that's a female lion, like a lioness.
Okay.
In like some other language. Spanish, maybe? I don't know Spanish. But supposedly it also means like the lionesses. In some language, which is pretty cool.
It sounds fearsome. Fearsome and feminine.
Anyway, it's easy, it's feminine, it's simple, and it suits us.
Yeah.
So about a year and a half or so, we've been really pursuing the Leona's project, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so in that time, you've now written an 8-track album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it's coming out. Yeah, this is a big deal. Very exciting stuff.
Yeah, we had one EP that we had before that we just gave out pretty much for free, and now we've got this new album that we're trying to, you know, we're trying to do the whole kind of like full band on the album. We have a upright bassist and a cajon player, and we got it professionally mixed and mastered and ready for digital download.
Yeah. It's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
New frontier for the Leonas.
Yeah. So, where did we record it?
We recorded with Adam Long in his home studio. He's got a great studio set up in Soulard in St. Louis.
And,
he's a genius.
Yeah.
Everyone who knows him knows that to be true.
He's a cellist.
He's a cellist. He's got a great ear. Yeah. He's got a delightful personality, too.
He originally worked with like Mount Thelonious. That's how we knew about him. Okay. He's recorded all of Mount Thelonious' albums. Yeah. And they're pals of ours. Yeah. He told us about him. Highly recommended.
Mm-hmm. And we recorded our EP with him and just really enjoyed the experience. And so he was available to record the album in the way that we wanted to. And so we worked with him, and Brad Sarno is doing the mastering. And it's been really great.
Yeah.
It's been nice to kind of like lean on them.
For sure.
And their expertise.
And so the album is titled Forbidden Fruit. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I saw the title track on your Facebook page. You have a very nice video of you two performing it.
Thanks.
So there was that one, and then what are you waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
Those two videos. So I thought those were nice, just to kind of super casual kind of thing. You two just sitting and playing. And
that was in my living room.
Yeah that's our favorite thing to do, is just sit and play.
Yeah.
Those were recorded by Troy Brenningmeyer,
mm-hmm.
and the visual recording was done by Richard Orozco.
Yeah.
And that was a really nice experience, mm-hmm. too. But we're happy for those.
We wrote some of our songs in that same living room.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of that kind of, DIY approach to it all. You're from the recording, you're doing it in somebody's basement compared to, a big fancy studio or mm-hmm. whatever. I mean, not that I'm sure it's got nice stuff, but I'm just saying, it's a lot different approach to it than a lot of people think, like, I have to go to Nashville, or I have to go to LA and record the record. It's like, you can do it right here at home mm-hmm. in somebody's basement.
There's a lot of ways to get the job done.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, and even that video is like, people are, it's just cool to see people are doing a lot more hands-on approach to this whole music business now.
Yeah.
And
a lot of resources here in the city.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It helps that we know a lot of talented people.
Yeah. Got a lot of nice connections over the years.
Mm-hmm. So those two, I mentioned those videos, those two songs will be on this record, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, let's kind of talk about that Forbidden Fruit and how any stories with this song at all, or recording process or anything like that? Any stories you care to share around that song?
Yeah, I mean, that is the title track, like you mentioned. I think it was the first inspiration for the album.
Mm-hmm.
We had some of the other songs, they already existed, but Forbidden Fruit, I think, was the first one that tied everything together, and it sort of begins a story about a woman who's seeking, she doesn't really know what she's seeking at first, but it turns out that she's seeking herself, and she goes through a journey of self-discovery, and Forbidden Fruit just lays out that that opening sequence.
After many years of searching so far from home, here I stand beneath this tree alone, finding that the fruit is just out of reach. I try to climb, but my arms are weak. A bird sings softly in the woods nearby. I follow its song to share my plight. Just then the bird sings a warning meant for my ears, giving voice to all my fears. Don't be such a foolish child. Don't you know it could open your mind? If it takes a single bite, just turn around and have my pretty smile.
all write a lot of this stuff together, or do you present?
Our process has been different on the different songs.
Yeah, it's different. I think you can sometimes, well, we can hear it. From song to song, we can hear how the process went down. But Forbidden Fruit, we completely collaborated on. Mm-hmm. We came together with this idea that we wanted to sort of take the creation story from the Bible and write it in our own way. And then we went from there, and we sat in that same living room that we recorded the video in, and kind of like hashed out the parts.
Yeah. What do you hear these songs like as they are, like when you're writing lyrics and stuff? Do you already have like kind of where you're going, or do a lot of these songs kind of come to life when you went down to the studio and to record them and things? Or
I remember the day when we talked about having a concept album, and I'd always had a fantasy that I would be involved in a concept album at some point. So that was very exciting to me because it gives you a framework and a structure for who knows how many songs. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be a ton. Some concept albums go on and on and on. And so it was exciting to see like where that story would take us, and like it's fun to have a framework for songwriting because, you know, it can often seem like this big chasm, like, what could I write about? What, you know, what could I express? But, like, we both felt very strongly about retelling that very first story from Genesis about how everything came to be and why everything came to be.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting to, like, bounce ideas off of each other about how we could retell that story and weave into it our own experiences and our own emotions and our own hurts and our own ideas from our past. And a lot of things just started bubbling up from that, so it was exciting to kind of work through those narratives and retell them in a kind of our own spin.
Sure. About songwriters and songs where people like, you know, there might be pieces of the truth sprinkled throughout it, but like, I mean, they're also, then, you know, people can write from all kinds of different, you know, times and spots or whatever, but like where people might listen to the song and think like, you know, believe it so much where like, oh, this is a true story, like this person, you know, went through this, but even though it's a completely fictional, you know, story you made up about and stuff. So I don't know. It's just kind of fun about different songs and the way writers approach it and everything else. So I'm one of my favorites. I tell a story a lot, but my friend Will Ho, he writes a lot of these songs and he's, you know, like I said, he'll write songs about his family and stuff. And he's a family man. And like, and some songs are really sweet about things. And then like the next song, he'll say something about like, cheating or whatever it is, you know, and people are like, oh, you did that, and he's like, well, not all these are true stories, you know,
right.
They're just songs and stuff, so he's just a storyteller. So
one of our biggest role models and like people we look up to and emulate in our music is Regina Spektor, and she's well known for that. Like you always wonder whether her music is autobiographical, but it rarely is.
Right.
Like her songs are usually written in third person about someone else's experience.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're very inspired by her in more ways than just her songwriting. We love her style and we love her
sure.
spirit. And a lot of people can recognize that when they listen to our the flavor of our music. We've got that sort of slightly Regina Spektor energy, but we're not ashamed.
Yeah,
we're big fan girls.
Oh yeah, thank you.
So we talked a little bit about the orchestration of the record. You said you have a upright bassist on the
yes.
album.
Steve Knowles plays upright bass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a cajon.
Yep. Bill Bazan is cajon and other
multiple
percussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you two play.
I play rhythm guitar. I play banjo. Those are my main instruments that I play.
Mm-hmm. And then I play violin, and we harmonize. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one I did. You know, like I said, I haven't got to hear the studio recordings yet, but on those videos, that was probably my favorite part is your two voices harmonizing together and stuff. Like, there's a what are you waiting for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where there's like you do a lot of the song together the whole time, like, you know, and so like I thought that was really cool. Like, just to, like I said, it was really nice to hear those harmonies in there. So, but yeah, I'm excited to hear the record just like everybody else. So, but yeah, so we're talking about the record, Forbidden Fruit, will be available Friday,
mm-hmm. August 19th,
and
well,
so is it only you said digitally? Is
yeah, at the moment.
Yeah.
For now.
So
it's going to be on Bandcamp. It's going to be on iTunes and potentially some other platforms. But those mm-hmm. are the main.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, later on down the road, get physical copies done.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We have intentions.
That's the desire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To do that.
That's kind of the cool thing about, you know, usually this conversation comes up a lot with people releasing music, you know, because there's so many different ways to go about it now. I mean, a lot of people are digital only just because that's how most people are, getting their music, because...
Mm-hmm.
Through iTunes and Spotify and everything
else.
Some
people think the CD is obsolete already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people don't even have CD players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't for a long period of time.
Right.
Only in my car.
But I was talking to my friend Nick is a comedian, and, you know, kind of a lot, you know, just like our show, you know, music shows and stuff. Comedians do the same thing, you know, they have their table out after the show and they'll sell their merch, but his CD was digital only, and like through Comedy Central Records, and they had an idea, like, why don't we try to find alternative ways to sell it instead of just having like business cards with a code on it. And so he started he got Comedy Central to make these like flip books, little drawings and stuff in there, and So he made that, and it had a download card on it. So he would sell those for whatever, $10
awesome.
Or whatever it was, and for the record. But at least you get something, you know, unique to it compared to just a download card or whatever it might be.
It's
but,
still the music, but then
yeah.
there's something physical with it. That's
right.
why we're planning on having hand-printed posters
yeah.
mm-hmm.
at
yeah.
our show that you buy.
Yeah.
So you have something physical.
Something tangible.
Sure.
I've got... I have a background in printmaking, so I'm going to be... printing all these posters by hand that say Leona's and have our logo on it.
Very nice.
And they're pretty that you'd want to put up on your wall,
yeah.
of course. And then on the back there's going to be the digital download code so that you have something physical, but then you can also come back home and listen to the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But is this something you see on vinyl or anything else or any other... platforms like that?
Not sure yet. I
yeah.
mean, this is our first real go at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did the EP, but it was more of a just like dipping our toe in the water, and this is our first like dive in. So
mm-hmm.
I guess I think we're just gonna see how the digital release
sure.
goes, and then we'll go from there. I mean, I'd certainly love to have something.
Yeah.
Something I would love to have a CD to sell, especially when we're out of town, or to give to people, or, you know, just something that's like that you can just pass.
I have a lot of warm memories of like having my favorite CD, opening it up, opening the little booklet and reading the lyrics, you know, from the little paper along with the song.
Yeah, and we have, and we are so, our project is so steeped in the visual arts too, because especially because of Steph's background, and then I think also because of our just our love for visual and the visual concept of all of this.
Sure.
So having, you know, just having something visual along with it is like really important to us.
Yeah.
So eventually it would be really nice.
That's kind of what would be cool about doing it on, you know, on a record would be that you're, we'd have a much larger visual for it. And,
oh, on vinyl? Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah.
That would be kind of fun to, but that's, I mean, I know it's made it like quite a bit of comeback lately and cost has gone down, but it's still pretty expensive to print on vinyl.
Heck, some people are doing cassettes now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm, was the Barn Mice gave me one of their cassettes, and which I don't even have a cassette player, so I don't, so but it's still cool to have.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely a nice little
go to a thrift store
yeah.
and find a little.
Sure. I need I need like one of those Talk Boys or whatever from Home Alone. So you would be playing live on the 19th for the release party then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So August 19th, Friday night, and come over to Blank Space. And
it's on Cherokee Street. It's going to be $7 at the door.
That's right. We're going to play the album through at 9:30, and we're going to play it through again at 11:30.
Both times with the full band, with the upright bassist and the cajon player.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
But there's going to be other artists there that night too, not just us.
Yeah, we've got some amazing talent joining us. We have Jackie Germain doing some live poetry before we start, and visual artist Amy Van Donsel is going to be displaying some of her work, and visual artist Steph Plant as well. The Leona's very own.
Yeah.
There'll be some pretty visual art there that night. Amy Van Donsel, she's a local St. Louis artist who uses botanical prints, so she uses like fruits and vegetables and different like natural dyes to make these beautiful prints.
Okay.
Featured on our poster.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be a beautiful night in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
My friends Skyburn White did a album release show, and they wanted to do a visual art as well, and they had their friends who are tattoo artists, and they like, I think they sketched it out on the canvas before, but they started to paint it whenever the music started for Skyrim White set. So they played like an hour and a half, and they painted this entire canvas that was like, I don't know, maybe 10 foot long and 5-6 feet tall, something like that. I don't know. It was a very large canvas to cover, but they painted the whole thing, and it was just this really gnarly looking, like, nuclear kind of scene where, and these aliens kind of, it was pretty wild, but it was just
that's
like,
exciting.
It was just really cool to, like, you know, you're getting the visual of the band, you know, rocking out lasers and smoke and everything, but behind them are these two artists painting the whole thing, and like, you know, they start here, you know, do whatever, but it's hard to tell what it all is until it's finished and it comes together as this beautiful piece of work. But it's I think that's really cool to have that, you know, like again, having the audio and the visual and everything all coming together.
It's
for
really,
the party.
It's really impressionable. Like it sticks with you, I think.
Yeah.
You can stimulate more than one sense at a time.
Sure. And it's cool to create something, you know, for that moment. For that night, you know, so you're somebody that is going to get a treat, you know, like that. So, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
thanks to the
clothesline 314 for offering us the platform for that collaboration.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, you said the poster says here the clothesline presents. I don't know much about the clothesline. What's
They're a like a collaboration effort, and they do an event once a month that brings artists, musicians, just like, you know, creatives of all kinds together to put on some kind of gallery or an event. And they've done some really, really spectacular events. And this is going to be one of them.
Yeah. And then, so after all this, you also be, September 7th? You're going to be over at Gaslight?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. First time playing there.
That's opening for a band from California called Dagmar.
Yeah.
We're really big fans of them. So they're going to be headlining the show. We'll be opening for them at the Gaslight September 7th.
Yeah, that's, I've been, you know, obviously now they're on board sponsoring the show, which is super cool. I'm very excited and, you know, humbled that they're, you know, wanting to be a part of it and kind of help grow something here in St. Louis together. But yeah, it's just a beautiful facility they have over there, and I'm excited to see that too. Like, I think it's something really neat. I'm glad to see a lot of artists getting behind it and supporting it too. But yeah, that'll be fun. I haven't actually got to listen to many of the. I know a couple of my friends have recorded over there, but I haven't got to actually listen to a lot of the recordings. But I mean, I've been a part of Clusterpluck, just did a live thing over there, and that was a lot of fun to watch them do their thing and jam in there and stuff. Just, it's really a neat experience from a fan, and I imagine from the artist's perspective as well, getting to share that recording moment like that with fans in that kind of a venue. So, but yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
September 7th.
So yeah, that's anybody who hasn't been over to Gaslight, like, come check it out. That's gonna be a fun day to hang out and hear some tunes, and I know Cha Cha Chow's next door, and get some tacos, and so yeah, that'll be a good day. So what's what do you say the other group's from?
California,
California? San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
some funky place over there on the West Coast.
we haven't personally been out to play that far west yet, but maybe someday.
Sure. Got some friendly connections.
Yeah. Is that definitely the next goal, is to get on the road with this? And
I think it's in the cards for
that'd
us.
Be really
yeah,
fun.
We did a tour through the Midwest this summer. Early this summer, and it was a really neat experience. It was like two best friends on a road trip, kind of.
It was fabulous, yeah. We stayed with friends every stop and just played a lot of like house shows and coffee shops and bars. But, you know, people loved our music so much that when we'd pass around the tip jar, they'd just write out checks for us and things like they
oh
we really were able
people
to.
People were so generous.
That's feel a like, lot of support on that tour.
Yeah, that tour and the wonderful people that we got to interact with, that's in large part of what made this album possible. So that was really neat.
We had a lot of really lovely support on that tour.
Yeah, those home shows are very cool. I think those, especially for this, you know, acoustic folk and, you know, more relaxed kind of sound, it definitely blends well to a nice, those home shows like that. And it's just a really cool, intimate listening experience to be a part of that, you know, and cut out all that background noise of a bar or competing with the baseball game or something like that. You know, it's like, you know, you get a premium show experience.
Yeah, it's ideal.
It's very intimate, and it can be lucrative if you've got the right crowd, which you were surprised to find.
Yeah. Oh man, getting parched. So we got the record. We got the talking about some of these songs. We talked about the Gaslight, hitting the road possibly. Is there anything else in the works for Leona's after that?
Yeah.
Would you like?
We discussed doing a music video, like proper one. not in my living room.
Right.
We're interested in doing a music video. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of really great people. Again, you know, like I said, this town is packed full of very talented people. You know, like I have some talented friends that have been doing some cool videos, and it's just fun to see the collaboration and stuff. You know, people that I know from video and people I know from music and stuff, and all of it's coming together and making a beautiful piece of art. So I know Brandon Sloan just made some cool video for Miss Molly Sims. He's got some really good work and things. But do you have any particular people that you were looking at, or just you wanted to work with?
Yeah, we've been talking with Five Owls Production, and we're going to sit down with them, I think, next month and talk about those details. And
again, people we met through Mount Thelonious.
It's true.
Thank you, Ian, Mark, and Alyssa.
Mm-hmm. Mark Wallace is involved with Five Owls. Mark Wallace is the bassist for Mount Thelonious and just a multi-talented individual. But we like all the things that we've seen from them, and they're so sweet, and they reached out to us to work on something together. So that's something that we're going to be doing this fall and spring, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be nice to, you know, I think as you were talking about it kind of being a sort of a concept album and stuff, and like, you know, and it'd be nice to kind of put those visuals out there, you know, being able to, I think that on a nice music video helps a lot to tell those stories and stuff, you know, and so anyway, that'll be interested to see how that comes together. So,
the main goal I have is to reach people with this album. I feel like we really kind of bare ourselves very, very vulnerable in this music, in our lyrics and in our expression. And it would be really nice to be able to touch people's hearts, help them feel like they can relate to the things that we talk about and the depths that we go to in some of our songs, and to feel like we make connections with people in St. Louis and worldwide. It's nice to have the internet. It's really nice to be able to say to all of my friends across the globe, like, you can download our entire album and support our music, and we can share our music with you and this beautiful project we created and the expression of our soul that we want to connect with you. And, you know, we generate a lot of potential healing, potential beauty, potential fruit can come from this album. So I'm very excited to see where it could go, and just hopeful that people will be moved by it and be able to connect to the message in our album.
I know, like I said, I followed you on Facebook, and I saw those videos there, so the people could reach out through Facebook and let you know what they think of the record when they get to listen to it. And do we have any other...
We have a website. It's just www.leonasmusic.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a Squarespace website. We really had a tricky and wonderful time making it.
We are proud of it. We'll have links to the music on that website as well, and to our Bandcamp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so... Get involved after you get to listen to the record and tell them what you think and share some of your stories and stuff. We're gonna play a couple of these tunes, give people a little sneak peek. So like I said, we talked about Forbidden Fruit, but we also have Mushroom Lullaby, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's part two of the story. And Forbidden Fruit would be part one. And there's just three parts, and they're sort of dispersed throughout the album. Mm-hmm. So Mushroom Lullaby is a really beautiful sort of like step back from the action of the story, where our main character finds herself in a restful, peaceful situation and comforted by these really nice wild mushrooms. That's it, right?
That's pretty much the song.
Yeah.
And then we talked also about the video for it, but what are you waiting for? You want to give them a little clip of from the album on that one?
That's a song about realizing that you can actually feel safe in a relationship, realizing that you can actually be vulnerable in a relationship and still be loved and be accepted for who you are. And it's a song of kind of like a like waking up to a beautiful new reality, and you don't exactly know how to handle it, so your first instinct is to be anxious and guarded because you're so scared of being hurt. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit, and we came together with that song, and we were able to get some bass and some cajon on the album, which I thought was very appropriate.
Yeah.
Give it that heartbeat and that little anxious, curious, and confused feeling.
Sure.
Yes.
Have you all been continuing to write? Didn't you say something like you wrote one like
the day
or
of the recording of the album? Yeah.
It's true.
The final song on the album is our surprise that came at the very last minute.
Yeah, we needed it, and we knew it was there, but we just hadn't, like, we hadn't formulated it yet, so.
Right.
Actually, we finally figured it out and rehearsed it, I think it was the day of our rehearsal with the full band, right?
Yeah.
But that turns out...
I love procrastinating and waiting till last minute, because really, that's when the adrenaline kicks in, and you, like... pull your soul out so that it can truly express itself fully without any
inhibitions. Come to think of it. You came to me with the song the day of the recording.
I did.
On recording day, Steph goes, okay, now I made up another song. And then she starts playing it for me, and I was like, I can't do anything with this. I'm full.
And the album was complete without it.
But it's an awesome song. I do like procrastinating.
You know how things are at the very last minute. It's like a college, you know, where you're like, oh, I don't have to write that paper yet. I still have 2 days. And then the last minute stuff just comes out, and you're like, damn, all right, I'm turning that in.
It turned out to be like one of my favorite songs on the album, the one that we wrote last minute.
It's the adrenaline. It's the last minute push.
Well, I've heard a similar story. I listened to a lot of like Howard Stern show when he gets all these people in there telling these stories of Neil Young and David Crosby recently and all these great singer songwriters and stuff. I've heard similar stories where they're like, yeah, this song came together last minute, and like it becomes like the single, and it becomes the hit, and it's like it's crazy to think that it all came together, like they wrote it, and they're like, oh, this has got to go on the record, and it's like it becomes the one that's most recognizable or whatever it is, it's just all these crazy stories like that. So
there's something to that crunch time, that adrenaline period,
right. Yeah, this is, I'm excited to hear it, like I said. Anybody out there that wants to get a hold of this, you can get it digitally August 19th.
If you log into our website, leonasmusic.com,
it'll
be right there on the homepage.
Yeah, very cool. And then, of course, you can come see it all live at Blank Space.
That's right. We'd love to see you.
Yeah.
And you will want to get one of these posters. They're pretty.
Oh, yeah.
They are really nice. We also have we have some other goodies as well that we'll have that night.
Band t-shirts. Mm-hmm. We'll have our EP there for sale.
Yep, that's right. If you're a CD person.
Right.
You have to walk out with a CD in your hand. We will have that.
Well, very cool. And again, Facebook, you can follow them on there. Keep up with more tour dates and things. Check out the website on the 19th. But yeah, thank you all so much for doing this. This is it's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
I really enjoy this. So, but yeah, I will talk to you all soon.
What are you waiting for? I've never seen this supposed to hurt me with your silence.